And in about 2 hours, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce it is raising short-term interest rates for just the second time since 2006. Economists predict the Fed, led by Chair Janet Yellen, will move rates up about 0.25%. And joining us now is Diane Swonk, founder of DS Economics. She's in Chicago. Diane, welcome back.
Good to be here.
And what are you expecting to hear from the Fed today?
Well, I think we'll hear certainly that the Fed raises rates, and I think we're going to hear some dissonance within the Fed in terms of how they think about rate hikes going forward. Many hawks in the Fed are looking at the pipeline inflation that we saw come out today, and they're going to be a little worried about how much inflation is in the pipeline, especially given what they are concerned about is what kind of policies we get from the new administration. That said, the elephant in the room is the new administration. The Fed doesn't take into account different political scenarios. So what we'll see is the dispersion in the infamous dot forecast in terms of how people think about rate hikes. But hawks have been a little nervous as it is. And now that we've seen this extraordinary rally in equity markets, they're also going to be concerned about not only inflation picking up more rapidly than they'd like, although they want to reflate the economy. They're also worried about asset price bubbles.
And when you talk about pipeline inflation, by the way, what are you talking about? Are you seeing signs that inflation is on the way?
Basically, what we're seeing is in what we call the producer price index, which has many components to it, we saw a surge, particularly in service sector inflation. And ironically, this is an area where consumers, it doesn't show up in the retail sales data because that data doesn't include services like taking plane trips and, staying at hotels. But that is what surged in the month of November. And in fact, that's where inflation picked up as well in terms of where pricing power picked up. And that's something that we should watch, because it's also an area where you don't see a lot of cheap imports, so you're not going to get that offset from cheaper imports coming in.
At last check, according to the Labor Department, the unemployment rate was at 4.6%. Is that about as good as it's going to get, or do you feel that the economy is operating at full capacity?
It's actually, I think what we're going to see is, more importantly than the overall unemployment rate, the Fed is still committed, and certainly the Yellen Fed, and I think it's very important to clarify that now, she's still got more than a year in office, and I think she will stay her full term, is committed to not just bringing down the overall unemployment rate, but that sort of stress measure of unemployment, we call it the U6 measure, which is still very elevated relative to the pre-crisis levels. It's running about 9.3%. Before the crisis, it was almost a percent below that, and so they really want to whittle away at those people who have been marginalized by the crisis and re-engage some of the workers who are still on the sidelines, which means overshooting on the overall unemployment rate on the downside.
Are there any economists out there who are saying that rates should stay where they are, that they shouldn't go up today?
There are some very few out there that are arguing that. And I think, the issue is, how much you want to sort of allow inflation to overshoot. There are many who would like to see further overshooting of inflation. At the end of the day, they're in the minority, and I think the sense is that the Fed may be a little bit behind the curve on rate hikes, which is exactly where the Fed actually wants to be at this stage of the game. They don't want to take the punch away from the party. They still want to leave a little room for people to sort of have a little bit more dance space and bring more people on the dancing floor.
And what do you expect the impacts will be on consumers of a rate hike? We've been talking about maybe mortgage rates ticking up and maybe credit card rates ticking up and student loan rates and other things. But what are you expecting?
Well, we've already seen the pickup in mortgage rates, which has been fairly dramatic, and we actually have seen a fairly sharp reaction by consumers instead of just jumping in and trying to lock in rates, which they often do when rates go up. The mortgage applications, which came out again today, declined for purchases. So we've got a pipeline of some strong housing sales going forward, but the purchase applications are now going down, which have a lag on them several months out, but it suggests that we actually are seeing a reaction that even small increases in rates from a low level do have an outsized impact on consumer behavior.
We've been living in kind of an extraordinary situation over the last many years since the financial crisis of these very low interest rates near zero. Do you expect that now we're going to get into a period where the Fed raises them many times per year?
Well, many times a year is more than once, given we've only gotten once a year Yellen for the last 2 years. So I think we easily could see 3 rate hikes this year. That is 3 times as many as we had, in 2017 as we had in 2016 or 2015. It's not exactly an extraordinary hike in rates.
Do you expect Yellen to stay on? I know this is far away, but under Trump when her term is up?
When her term is up, I expect her to leave. I think that Trump will want to appoint his own Federal Reserve chair, and the people they're talking about appointing to Fed governor positions would be people who would combat her fairly dramatically. And, you know, someone that's in the position of Federal Reserve chair, as they get more and more people that are hostile on the board to their way of thinking, they certainly don't want to stick around because they lose their ability to influence the decision of the key members of the board.
That's Diane Swonk, the founder of Diane Swonk Economics in Chicago. Diane, thanks so much.
Thank you.